Thin Lizzy still didn't make it. That's all right. Foreigner did.
You're going to die on that hill, aren't you?
I am going to die on that hill.
It's going to be a lonely hill.
It's going to be a very, very lonely hill.
Plenty of space.
Cher got in. So did Dave Matthews. Foreigner. Peter Frampton. Kool and the Gang. Ozzy Osbourne wasn't in already. A Tribe Called Quest and Mary J. Blige all made it in. Not making it in this year. Thin Lizzy. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, please. And him in there.
And Mariah Carey.
Isn't Black Sabbath already in for Ozzy?
I believe Black Sabbath is in.
Okay, so he was in there as a lead singer.
Correct.
Okay.
For Black Sabbath, yes. But not as a solo artist. Finally made it in as a solo artist. But, you know, they do this, the way they work it is it's 25 years after your debut record.
Got it.
His debut record came out 44 years ago.
Okay.
Slow mover, but he got to the finish line.
Okay.
Let's talk about the record that I believe Tay-Tay smashed over the weekend. Taylor Swift and the Tortured Poets Department has smashed the Spotify album streaming record. And let me tell you one of the reasons why. You need to take a vacation just to listen to all 31 and process every song and what she's saying.
31
because
tracks.
There are so many, and I have not even gotten to all of them yet.
It says here, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has broken the record for Spotify's most streamed in a single day. The pop sensation also became the most streamed artist in a single day. Her hotly anticipated double album released on Friday, sending Swifties around the world into a frenzy. The first 16 tracks dropped as scheduled at 5 a.m. UK time, but just a few hours later, an additional 15 tracks were released, giving her fans plenty to dive into, as well as sending music journalists into a complete tailspin.
You know, one of her songs is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. And Sesame Street had Elmo tweet out over the weekend, Elmo doesn't break his favorite toys. So everyone is getting in on this because it's all anyone's talking about.
Right.
And I just reposted the Spring Hill, Kansas Police Department's breakdown of her lyrics through the eyes of law enforcement. And I posted, this is so funny, I'm crying. So they took lyrics from every single 31 songs. They pulled a lyric from all 31 songs, and then they framed that through the lens of what the law says.
So give me an example.
So one of the greatest songs on that album is Fortnite, and the line is, I wanna kill her. So this is number one from the Spring Hill Police Department. I wanna kill her. Murder is illegal.
Yes, it is.
From the Tortured Poets Department, throwing spikes in the road. We can do that. You can't. From My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, the line is, stole my tortured heart. Spring Hill. Theft is illegal. Torture is creepy. Also illegal.
Okay.
From Down Bad, the line, waking up in blood. Please seek medical attention. From the hit track So Long London, I stopped CPR. After all, it's no use. Spring Hill. Please do not stop CPR until you call 911 and EMS arrives on scene to take over. From Daddy, I Love Him, I'd rather burn my...
This sounds a little violent.
This took some time. From Daddy, I Love Him, I'd rather burn my whole life down. Again, arson, illegal.
Oh no, this album is incredibly depressing.
The line, fresh
really?
Out of the slammer, I know who my first call will be. Spring Hill. It's important to support your loved ones after release from jail, empowering them to make better decisions in the future.
Okay. Very important.
From Florida, and my friends all smell like weed. Spring Hill. Weed is still illegal in Kansas. From I Can Fix Him. Trust me, I can handle me a dangerous man. Spring Hill. Define dangerous, then let's reconsider that date.
Okay.
And the last one I'll give you from Love of My Life. When your impressionist paintings of heaven turn out to be fake. Spring Hill. The sale of counterfeit merchandise
okay.
is illegal.
All right. Enough.
It's so good.
They had fun with it. Man, she has that formula down, though. She bragged years ago about having the perfect pop song formula and having cracked the code, and it's clear she continues to do it.
I mean, these are dark lyrics.
Oh, there's no, they're all depressing, all 31 songs.
There's later really? About murder, and they just go refer back to track 22.
And one, and track one.
I look into people's windows in case you're at their table. Spring Hill, you're under arrest, Peeping Tom. Weirdo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.